Well, there was bubbles in that.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to see a lady there.
Oh, yeah.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Well, I don't want to...
Yes.
See?
You want to be able to search your bubble in that and everything else.
Well, you know the car?
I wrote it.
You know the car?
Yes.
Well, it's my car.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you wrote that.
What? I don't know if you can see that.
Well, it's, these are things that can be checked.
Mm-hmm.
I brought my camera with me in case you had any photos at all. Like, we should have took a photo of the car and then you could have identified it.
No, this is the latest
one.
See what
we've
got?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a word with it about it?
No. I wanted to have the car.
Right.
I wanted to have the car.
Yes.
Because things can go across my very quickly.
Yes.
So you've got a 4,000 filler.
Right.
So good to get now, because for the things that you need, I need a caravan.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't forget all those things.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, you know that 4,000 pounds pass away?
Yes.
Yes. So I'm going to put it in the listener today.
Yeah.
What if that goes to ground for those of you today?
Yes.
Okay. Do you mind
me? No.
Not off me.
No.
That's all, isn't it? Do you want to get all the money for me work and shops off that, isn't it?
Yes.
Are you with me?
Well, that's what the other man employed for. I need to do it.
Yeah. But he says you have no money. You're entitled to the UA. Well, I've got the 4,000. It's fast, haven't I?
I haven't told anyone, have you?
No.
Oh,
come on. I
can hear it. Mark Jones referred this night about time he got off his boss.
Sure.
To me, in respect of outstanding royalties due to you from Smith Glyphon Limited, I'd be obliged if you would make an appointment to see him with my assistant, Miss Evans, as soon as possible in order to complete the requisite forms and prepare a statement for submission to the Legal Aid Board.
Right.
Signed on behalf of Miss Evans by DC Shotter, Miss Shotter.
Yeah. Now, I've got that 4,000 stuff.
Yes.
But that 4,000 in the car.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes, towards it.
Towards it. Yes.
Yeah. Or towards what expense do you need? Can you have access to that and get it out in cash when you want it?
When I want it.
Good for you.
Okay. Yeah. That's a deposit account.
Yes.
That's a complete deposit
account. Oh, yes. Not with the same bank?
No.
Good.
No. But the point is, put them aside for me, right? Why the hell should I tell them?
Oh, well, exactly. You do and others do, because the thing is this, it's not as though you're going to take or steal from Legal Aid. As soon as you get your money, you've got to pay Legal Aid back. So you're not stealing anything or attempting to steal anything, but you're just keeping a few funds by you to get you by. It's a little white lie.
So you don't think that's bad?
I don't think it's that bad, because you don't intend to defraud or steal from the Legal Aid.
No.
Personally, I think it's something you should declare immediately. That's the law.
That's the law.
Yes.
That's what I want to
say. But if you're going to, I would suggest that you go ahead and do what's got to be done. And then you're going to pay them back, and the money's there for them. Yes. Do you want me to be here?
No.
Don't you? Are you sure?
After today?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Are you going to be alright?
Oh, I'll be alright.
Are you sure on your own in
there? Oh, I'll be alright. Don't look like you will.
Never mind that, Mike. These are already sharks around.
Yeah. Well, alright. Well, we keep constantly in touch.
You let me know when you want me. And you can use my phone as you see fit.
Now,
do the threats, do everything else.
I'll check with the bank. Okay.
Yes.
Definitely check with the bank.
Yes.
Send me a check with that tomorrow morning Thursday.
Yes.
Definitely check with. Because
I've got
me checked
up. Yes.
Are you with me?
Okay.
You're going to send me my bank
card. Yes.
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, good. So
yes.
They're starting to move then?
It's starting to move.
Do you know the royalties are due?
Yeah.
And this guy coming tomorrow could give you some quick cash.
And this fella is going to turn now and get me over to the States.
He's going to back you, fund you to go and all that.
How do you think?
Wait. Great.
That's why your check's not
going to bounce. Good man.
So let you
well, that's good, because you're a little man. No, you're a little man, that's your business. You're entitled to do what you want.
Yeah.
Well, but don't blow your life away when you're so close by boozing and not eating properly.
No, I haven't.
Well, that's right. You must eat regular.
Yeah.
And so, we get off that stuff if you can.
Yeah, eventually, but it's not easy.
Oh, but don't forget what it's doing to your liver. No matter how many millions you have, you blow it. Human beings are ordinary, but we all have the same body, millionaires and ordinary people. We've all got the same bodies, look after what you've got.
Right.
I abused mine in the earlier years, but I'm making up for it now.
Well, I abused mine tonight. Again. Right?
Do you know what you should do, don't you? You should get back to your writing. That's what you should do. You shouldn't be wasting time.
Potential for a bit.
Hey, well, you've got a talent there. You want to get to it.
Potential
for a bit. The way you put down in there. People put you down as the poor old working man.
Yeah.
And the bloody photograph they got out of you must be the worst photograph that was ever taken of Michael Barrett and his family.
Yeah.
It's atrocious, isn't it?
Have you seen the video, though?
It looks as though you've been dragged up from the cobbles of Scotland Road.
Have you seen?
No. No. Yeah. Are you going to autograph that for me?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you? Have you done it?
Oh, no.
Michael Barrett's in full. And not only that, you know what you do is you demand it in a photograph.
Well,
I do it. No, when you do this and you give me the boot.
Oh,
no. Good man. You know, by the wall or something like that. Well, it would be nice in my fire or something.
For sure.
Yeah, you don't mind.
I don't mind, sir. You look after me, Alan. I'll look after you.
Well, I'll always be here for you, but any special kind of jobs.
I look like you, yes. I pretend I'm like you.
Yes.
Before you worry, and then I like it. You tell me what it's like after you, okay?
Yes.
Thank you for being here.
Yes, nice. Just stand back.
I don't know.
You look alright, mate.
Okay.
Hold on. Smashing my thanks.
Right. Now what do you want me to write that?
Just write on the book.
What do you want me to write? I don't mind.
To Alan Gray.
Well, you don't do it that way.
With date wishes.
I used to
call it A-L-A-N. A-L-A-N.
A-L-A-N to Alan.
Yeah.
To your sake, Gray.
Right.
Because that's too formal.
Yes.
To Alan.
Best regards.
With?
Okay.
My, no, I think the only way.
Yes.
Very
best. Oh, yeah, that's great. Hey, Mike. That's lovely, that. You made my day.
You made my day.
Well, I'm doing everything I can.
Right.
Don't forget, whether you like it or not, you've hired me to Friday. Well, I know, that's very kind of you to take that attitude.
Well, isn't it? All you want to do, I know the houses, the car, and everything else.
Yes, sir.
I'm not telling you this. Anyway, that's what goes for that. The place is, Saturday?
Super.
Isn't it?
So, I say, don't give me any bullshit. Look at that book. That's from the man himself, there, isn't it? This goes into my library desk. Well, it goes in my office, Captain and Collins. There's one of our drives there, look. Yeah. And then, it's a story I'd tell around that, about how I confirmed that the river died at Eastville. And I said, how did you confirm that? Well, I asked Michael Barrett. He said to you. Well,
I thought we should
have said
that.
Right.
Yeah.
If it ain't around, it'd have brought me bloody air. No problem, Mike.
I'll do it myself.
Wait, I don't doubt him.
Are you certain?
February, on January 3000 to bank, check to And Dallas. $1,000, she got a check separately.
Yeah. So, that's what that. Well, it wouldn't seem to be broken.
There's no uncertainty about getting some initial money to cover yourself. Because a man like you that's moving around needs good expense money. We wouldn't give you to go out telling with these glasses on, would it? No, these are the wife's mate. That's what a bloody poor I am. The wife's glasses and she's going mad because of that.
You've had a poor glasses this week. You've got a check there for $1,500. Have you had a poor glasses this week?
Good man.
That would be
fair. So you're going to see this man then tomorrow about a contract on your own, not without your solicitor or anything.
Check. We'll be sure of that.
Yeah, check. What he told you?
We're going to tell you. I'll check. We'll be sure of
that. And it's all right.
And he said, you're not waiting.
Did you do that this morning?
Oh.
Did you get back to yours this morning?
Oh, yeah.
After yesterday. The deal the ordeal he put you through yesterday. Then you phoned him and then you had to go to the office. That was terrible, that.
Hello.
Mind you. Yeah, mind you, he snapped your attention when you're in the black, mate. Yes, Mr. Barris. Would you like coffee, Mr. Barris? Please sit down, I'll have my assistant come at once and take that statement.
Exactly. I'll
speak with Barry
at the end of the day.
Now, let's get this caravan set. Are you sure this is a good place you want?
Oh, yeah,
I'm
sorry. Well, the house is too big for
me. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then another 3 hours. Okay. I know it's too big for me. I don't want to stay here. I don't want to go to another house. I don't want to go to another house. Although I could be used to. I don't want to go to another house. I'd rather stay here.
It's only to have a waiter out and get your money in and then get yourself into a nice cottage, fringe in the area, somewhere around Mold or just outside the middle there.
No.
Are you a driver? Have you ever learned to drive?
No.
Well,
I'm not the cave. No, not really funny. I'm at the bar, so I'm at the cave. And he will tell you that I know I'm the top. So I just have to interview
you.
Who? Not the
cave. Did you drive?
No.
Not the cave?
Never
drove. Yeah, he was drive.
Yeah. I can't do an accident. Some of my stories and files. Oh, all right again.
We could start a series.
You know what?
I'm the private detective.
You know what was his name?
No.
Thank you.
I get the best price of the deal, of course, if the road processor works.
Yeah, but you get the best price of the deal, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
That's right, mate.
I am.
It's right to see you do well. I hope these guys don't bloody try and rip you off or something like that. This fella coming to Madison in January. He's coming up here, he's got the deal sold up. He's coming up, sign there, mate. Now, I'll have a car pick you up to the airport and such a nice. And you'll be away. You'll be away for a couple of weeks, won't you?
Yeah.
Maybe a month or two.
Yeah.
It's a genuine offer.
So you want to leave things moving here, don't you?
Well, I
want to
leave things here and Liverpool moving.
Well, now, if you're away, you want anything followed through or pursued, you've only got to put it down on paper. Sign it and say, Mr. Gray, Catherine Clarence, would you please take the following instruction on my behalf? Do this, do this, do that. And they say, last night you fell out the bloody car. And that was only a starter yesterday.
All right.
Instead of going to that other flat one later, make that do you. And that's where you know you're coming back then. Cut down, mate, cut down.
Well, I'll
say something,
I haven't shaken his phone,
man. Just looking at my head. My guy, and it's
just your body.
That's bloody great, that.
Look.
Great.
Is it?
Oh, no. That's from the man himself, all right. Too bloody well. I think so. It's not the individual beholds a thing. It's not what them out there or what Sotheby's say or that. That's bullshit. It's what the individual thinks. If the individual says, oh, well, it's beautiful, I want to frame it, I don't want anyone getting to this. To him, it's priceless. He wants it.
That's pretty good, don't you?
Exactly.
Well, what's the very last question?
I'm just looking at the right.
No, just look. What's the last entry? The very last entry.
In this book.
Last entry of the diary. No, it's not about diary.
Well, the diary itself, yes, yeah. Okay.
It's not about diary. This book is on a transcript.
This last entry.
The very last entry.
Yours truly, Jack.
No, I don't. No, you don't say nothing.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
I give my name so this for you tell what Luke can do to a gentleman boy. Yours truly. Jack Luke. I like that.
Uh-huh.
Let me know that guy gets all right.
Dated the third day of May, 1889. He's almost like a solicitor. I believe I will tell her all. Ask her to forgive me. As I have forgiven her.
That's very good.
And she pretty well put him down. She poisoned him, didn't she?
Yeah. She went back 50 years, didn't she?
I thought, didn't they get shut of her? She was just kept in prison.
She had a little cat woman. Oh,
somewhere.
Now what she did? She went on a circus.
Oh.
She went on a circus.
Yeah.
Okay. And she went off the book. And read the book.
Yes.
Well, he really read the book.
Yes.
Okay. Who's the first page of the book?
Beautiful.
Okay. Who's the first page of the book? Shut up. I should cry. Who's the first page of the book?
Is the diary genuine in it?
Yeah.
In June 1992, a man established in highly reputable literary agency. Oh, the publishers to examine a handwritten journal signed by Jack the Ripper to be a Liverpool cotton merchant, James Napier. I was intrigued, but only too mindful of the great Hitler Diaries hoax 9 years ago. Rupert Murdoch had at one time offered 3.75 million to Stern.
Do you see what I mean?
Oh.
Anyway,
what kind of It's only the chemical right and the not used part in 1955. And in 1968, the same newspaper was offered $250,000 for the fake dyes to beneath helmets and everything.
You see?
I tried to learn from mistakes of Stern and the Sunday Times. I did not want to have financial commitments to cloud my judgment during the subsequent evaluation of the diary, nor did I speak to encourage a climate of unrealistic bidding among rivals wanting to publish also realize the diary of Stern had done at Rupert Murdoch in London and Newsweek in New York. Smith Grant Unlimited is a young and small publishing company. We run the publishing rights for a reasonable advance in open competition with other publishers. If during our research we had discovered the diary was false, forged, we would have been in a position to withdraw without incurring any significant loss. I look for telltale signs of a setup, was there, for instance, a middleman, ran in the money and stood between the publisher and supplier, as had been evident in the Hitler diaries and Mussolini diaries. The owner of the decorative diaries, Michael Barris, an ordinary working man from Liverpool, he lives modestly with his wife and daughter in a small terrace diary, on his disability pension and a salary as a secretary. His current earnings from the diary are minimal, although he will do well if the book is successful. He is a devout Catholic, and the most important part of his life, apart from his family, is his role as a standard bearer in the local branch of the ex-servicemen's organisation of the British Legion. He is no middleman, nor are there mysterious people behind him. He will have made his own business decisions on the diary and made them right away without reference to someone else. That's great, isn't it? It's a good guy, isn't it?
Yeah.
The author Shirley Harrison is a respected writer and researcher who was brought into the project by the literary agency subsequent to Michael Barrett contacting them. She had not previously met either him or me. The problem of the diary was and still is a problem. Mr. Barrett told us that a friend, Tony Devereaux, gave the diary to him in May 1991. But Devereaux died a few months later without revealing how he came by it. Despite persistent questioning by Mr. Barrett, I learned that electrical work had been carried out on various occasions from early 90 until March 92 in the Liverpool house where James Maybrick had lived and died. For the first time since 88, floorboards were lifted, and it is tempting to speculate that one of the electricians found the diary, but they have denied this. And in reality, we do not yet know where it came from. Now that's an interesting thing. Because the owners of the house could have a lot to say about this later, if they proved it. During the course of the investigations into the diary's authenticity, I became increasingly aware of the high level and range of skills required to forge so complex a document. For convenience, we'll say our hoaxer is a single male. We would have achieved so comprehensive an understanding of the motivations and unexpected behavior of a serial killer that the diary would not raise suspicions in the mind of a forensic psychiatrist such as Dr. David Forshaw, Senior Registrar at Maudsley Psychiatric Hospital in London. Dr. Forshaw has extensive knowledge of the psychopathology of serial killers. Wrote a 15,000-word report on the diary and found no difficulty in believing that it could have been written by a serial killer. That's good, isn't it?
Can't let me.
The hoaxer would also have required a rare and precise knowledge of the physical and psychological effects of arsenic, strychnine addictions, common enough in Victorian times, but almost unknown today, except for a specialist in addictions, like Dr. Forshaw. He would be qualified in ink and paper chemistry. How else could he have been sure that every ingredient found in the ink and the paper was in use by 1888? Our expert, Dr. Nicholas Easter, an analytical scientist specializing in authenticating paintings and ink artifacts, used an electron microscope and a proton microprobe to test the ring. But the so-talented hoaxer also had such technical knowledge and access to state-of-art equipment, we wondered whether he would have found a bottle of Victorian ink, even if he'd been able to confirm that it was over 100 years old. The ink would have dried out to evaporation long ago. On the other hand, down in the partly used Victorian scrap booth to write in would not have caused a major problem. He would be a crime historian who had acquired intimate knowledge well beyond the accessible published sources of two famous Victorian cases. The Jack the Ripper murders in Whitechapel, the suspected poisoning of James Mabrick by his wife Florence in Liverpool, and choosing James Mabrick, a man about whom a great deal is known, to be the Ripper, a hoaxer, would have incurred the very high risk of a crucial, irreconceivable fact or date emerging to rule out Mabrick as the Ripper, a risk greatly heightened by his residing in Liverpool, almost 250 miles from devout, I didn't notice his kitchen looked all right. He was a devout Catholic, to say that.
Yeah.
I swear by God.
This is a pot. And that's how silly that. The one that was called Airpop.
Yeah, yeah. I can understand that.
I can
understand why he's doing that, yeah?
Yeah.
Because he's the best friend you'll ever have.
Yeah.
But you're telling me, honest to God, Mike, he's hooked that. On the Bible.
Yeah.
I believe you're there.
On God, what? Yeah.
I swear by Almighty God.
Yeah.
I swear by Almighty God. I believe it.
The Jack the Ripper Diaries.
Yeah.
You haven't said that.
I swear by Almighty God. Okay.
Yes.
You go in the house.
Yes.
I swear by Almighty God. There's only one person in this world who ever lived in the diary.
Yes.
And
yeah.
64 pages long. I swear by Almighty God. I believe that.
Yeah, Mike. Well, anyway, it's incredible. As far as I'm concerned, I work for you, and you don't do it on your own doorstep, do you? Bloody hell, that picture you and the missus there.
That's how dare it be. Less than 12 months ago. Less than no, it's a little bit more.
You know what? Are you in a position here where you're starting to stay out of Blewett? I want everyone to know my talents.
No.
You don't want to get in that position, Mike. You want to stick
no. I'm not in that position.
You want to stay firm.
What I'm doing.
The best you.
It's hitting me like
that. It's a bloody David. You're thinking that's the only way to torpedo him, are you? Be careful, Mike. Be careful. There's many exchange hands. It could be a criminal offence, though, you know.
But who's supposed to stop me up?
I know, it's revenge motivating you now. You'd rather destroy, self-destruct, than let them get anything out of it, wouldn't you? That's what you're, that's coming into your mind, otherwise you would never have failed to diverge in that, just even me.
It's self-destruct, you're
right. And you're not drunk at anything today, you're sober and sound and... Yeah, but you're talking rationally to me. We've read this, we've discussed business. You've got that to do, you've been in touch with your solicitors, you know, I don't deny your word, I accept what you tell me, you know.
very stupid. Not a fire goes away. Not a fire goes away. I understand that far.
Why don't you just capitalize on this now and get yourself into...
You're right, sir. What did the forces come to do it, you
know? That's right. Now go for it. Go for it and put all that nonsense behind you now. I do love the diaries. Get the rip about the diaries. Maybe. And forget it. Leave it at that. There's a little kid down there. You might think yourself to bloody death. But she's going to have a nice life later on. She'll have a good trust. Things left in trust for them and all that. Think deeply. All right, your mother might go along. She'll need the guidance of one of you. The mother will sort herself out in due course.
Trust will be rescued.
Yeah.
Trust
will be rescued. Well, actually, I've got a feeling that people will bring you together. Maybe Feldman will see he can get a good deal for whatever it is he's got in mind. Yeah, but maybe he will. With you and Anne coming together and him gaining more confidence with you and saying, look, I'm not the bugger you think I am. I don't make money by cutting people's throats. I'm not that bad. It's just I befriended your wife in this. She believes in me. Now let me try and, you know, explain the position to you, Michael. Then my own company's there then.
I've got another problem in the suite. I don't want
to
be afraid
of
you. That's why I'm going back. That's why I'm going back.
Yes. Now do you want that side glass
there?
Yes.
Yeah,
are you sure?
No, it's all right.
You can have your bloody
little
picture
there.
Lad, that's marvellous, that.
Let me get
out of here. Yes. Don't do dent things for the business,
you know. I tell you what. This woman. This
children disturbing. You keep saying that, Mike. I think you've had a lot to do with this yourself. I was speaking to you more as a... I bet you're back up unless you beat it yourself. I mean, I'm not in the business of that. Good if I'm talking.
I wouldn't dream.
You know, how does things get into this state? I mean, with you and your wife. With your father-in-law saying, you know what he said.
Yeah.
That bugger, you know. Obviously going by what his daughter's told him and all that. He must believe in her, his own daughter.
Right.
But there's obviously been a thought, now look Mike, it could have been the drinking. So in the end she couldn't take no more because of the pressure on you, you're drunk and what have you.
Oh yeah, and how'd you think of drunk?
And it's one problem and it's down to that. And I'm the guy who knows the whole story.
Yeah.
It's down to that, at the start, indirectly it's affected the whole family.
Yeah.
And as you said to me, didn't you say it? We should never touch them now, the state and then all the family and everything. Didn't you say?
Yeah.
I'm paying the price.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm paying the price, you said.
Yeah.
For that?
Yeah. I'm sorry I had a little bit in a day.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I had a little bit in a day.
All right.
I really am.
Yeah.
Let's have a little drink. Let's have a little drink. Take house.
We must have done a lot of good research on it. Did you actually go down there, did you?
10 years research.
10 years? You planned it and done it for that long? So you... But tell me, mate. I'm intrigued now. When they're talking in the experts on that first page about the... But what about the paper? Do you?
Easy.
You have to research that too.
Easy.
Was it?
So
easy. Oh, and they're making it out to be so bloody difficult.
Who wouldn't die in a business?
Yeah.
I wouldn't die on a business,
yeah. And then you put it to writing.
Not my handwriting.
It was in my handwriting. I thought that. Hello. Besides, are you thinking to yourself, for Christ's sake, would she keep an out shift? Maybe the Angle Feldman's working is one of exposure. Is that what you think?
No. It's just sign of the movie deal.
Well, then they want you with them, not against them.
Yeah.
So.
I've made a fortune. Too clever for me, hundred. But I made a fortune. in between.
But tell me this, Mike.
I mean, that's a very question.
You know, it's a very interesting, it's not very, but often in my lifetime that I get into such an interesting situation that as a detective it makes me, and don't misunderstand me, it's my nature through the police service and everything and coming along to ask questions, and people sometimes say, hey, do you mind?
I don't know.
How do you get in from 1888?
Simple. I'll show you where I get in from.
From 1888? We've got to, so I suppose you've got to have it analysed, see exactly what it's made of then, and how.
Right? Have you ever heard of the expression quink?
I think there was a brand of them called quink, wasn't there? Yearbook, 1996.
That's how long I've been working on it.
All right. So that's when you started, eh? Bloody hell.
Did you
get
the yearbook?
Are these? I think with the man.
Right.
Siege. Dexter, Jack the Ripper, Colin Wilson and Robin O'Dowd. Oh, I see what you mean. The Crown Robbers. Good God. You've done a job in Tom Millington Place, The Killers. What a good life. This is our crime. The Murderers, Who's Who? The Penguin Eat English, Thesaurus. Colin Dexter, the Rue Inspector Mars, the Riddle of the Third Mile, the Silent World of Nicholas Quinn. So you're saying that in them?
I couldn't get an idea.
But that's the problem. It's really all the detail, of course, would be in a book like this that's been well researched. You know, Colin Wilson and Robin O'Dell, Jack the Ripper. And then when you're just authenticated with Scotland Yard or somewhere like that, you know them dates arising there. Can you do that, by the way? Can you go up into, say, the Yard and the museums and all that?
Yes.
Over this?
That's when Anne is with me.
Yes.
That's when Anne is with me.
You learned from that and that
for all then? Yes.
So how long's Anne been away?
2nd January 1994?
Just broke down then, eh?
Yeah.
Let's hope the other people around you can put it together.
Very good.
Well, you've got work to do, haven't you?
Yeah.
How is it, mate?
This is a great big number.
Do you mind if I ring Joseph? Just another man, I'm not going to London today.
Yeah.
Hi. Oh, good morning. Is that you, Carol? Oh, it's Alan. All right, love. Could I speak to Joyce, love? Hello, Joyce. Chris. I think that instruct them to do that, even so, you know. Now listen, Mike doesn't want me to go to London today. We're just doing inquiries around Merseyside. All right, just to let you know, so I should see you later. Yeah. It puts it in the picture, you see.
Yeah.
finished. Am I? Oh. Today?
Oh, no, I don't mean I'll probably keep coming.
Oh, yes, right.
No, I mean it's the money.
Thank you. Yes. Thanks, Mike. Yes. And so they should. So they should.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okie doke. Thanks very much, then. Okie doke. Yes. All right, then. Thanks a lot, then. Right. Bye bye.
I'll tell you what, I wish I could do that
tomorrow. Well, I know, Mike, but let me tell you something, Mike. You know that check of mine?
Yeah.
It's been bounced.
Oh, good.
Honest to God. It's been returned. Where's your friend, Mike? Tell him he was taking it all around the country one thing and another, you know, when you're the house,
right?
Just this morning. In Liverpool, Mr. Barrett hired us to look after them and to convey them over and everywhere from one end of the country to the other. whilst we're in, during the next few days, he sorts out these contracts. Some guy from London to see who's coming up. I understand maybe coming up tomorrow over television in America and what have you. He seems to have quite a lot going on. At the same time, he seems to be a bit frightened of threats he's had, which the police are looking into as well. So, well, that's about it, so far as we're concerned. There's a number of inquiries that crop up from time to time of a minor nature, but hours run up, you know. We've had a lot of time with the police and all that, and you know, over these threats he's been getting. Well, we don't know as yet. We don't know as yet. We've got a feeling there may be a connection down in London, but there's no confirmation of that as yet. From what I understand, they've been threatening him with all kinds of things. There's not for me to say, it's the police out in Maine are dealing with this, apparently. Yeah. In my meantime, I mean, as far as we're concerned, we've had a vehicle at his disposal. We've been running about like a glorified chauffeur and getting him everywhere. He doesn't drive, as you know, and all kinds of other things that crop up. Yeah. I mean, you do understand, please. I only respond to speaking to you because, you know, you're on the phone now, Mr. Robinson. I don't wish to be a nuisance of any kind. I see. You see, it's one of these situations where he said to me, I've got to get things sorted for not only solicitors, the bank and everything, and it's all got to be done within the next few days. And he said stop by this. Apparently there could be an important matter resolved tomorrow which could bring in, I understand, some considerable funds, you know, aside from what is due. I understand his solicitors, who I know you've been in touch with, or they've been in touch with you yesterday, Richard Bart Jones, I understand they're becoming more aggressive now about going for the royalties and things that are due, you know. So, as far as he's concerned, without me not knowing all the intimate details, of course, but on the fringe, it does appear that matters are coming to a head. Yeah. I see. Yeah. Well, I don't know whether I can hinder or assist all these matters, or whether I should just, you know, pull out, and then where does that leave him then? Marooned, I don't know, you know. I don't know what to do. It could make matters worse, or it could resolve matters, my actions, in the next few days. Not that I can make any promises, of course. Mr. Barnes is the man who's in charge. Yes? I speak freely in front of him, no. No? I know yesterday was bad, wasn't it? I know I wasn't back here, and I went on a bit about eating and things, and today we see a different side, you know. Well, yes, and that's another thing. I know it's not for me to say, and I hope Mr. Barrett doesn't get annoyed at me saying it, but I know by exercising some control to a degree, it's getting the business done and putting these things like drinking aside, you know. But it didn't help matters yesterday when he had nothing to eat. But the first thing I said this morning, we had a meal this morning, and we see a different thing. If we can just keep on top of him for a few days so as he gets things sorted, you know. Yes, on Goldie Street, number 12. Yes, that keeps my wheels rolling and things. I'm only small business, I'm the one with a single man in it. My bank is the Midland and Kensington. Kensington branch.
truth is, he said, the parents are nothing. And it's written for you. Let's go. Oh, that's right.
11:20 p.m. I beg your pardon, 11:20 a.m. Wednesday the 31st of August. And now stopping the tape. So, for some unknown reason, it seemed to falter that I'd done something wrong with the tape. And it was in my top pocket of my shirt before put me in the picture there. The tender that I was talking to, an official of Pearl Fairmans, 071-935-9006. Tried to leave a reasonable message after the onslaught of Michael Barrett to him. At 12 noon, he went to W.H. Smith's in Houghton Village. He wanted to see somebody, but then said he just missed them, and he went to 3 Linton Cloaks, where he saw a vehicle, J105 NTA, parked in the pathway of number 3 Linton Cloaks. He said this was a very good friend, and that he said he owned the house and the car, and I was just going to say, no, please wait for him. That's about it for the moment.
I wonder if Lance Kennedy is well known for me. You know, he didn't want to see me or go with me. He's had
one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12.
I don't know.